know what time it is. Welcome to the Wake and Bake Show.
What's up, everybody? You already know what time it is, man. It's your motherfucking man, Big Up, man. And we back at this shit again, man. I know y'all been wondering, like, man, why we been having so much time in between the episodes? It's because, man, look, we getting down to the last two, man. This episode number 9, man, all we got is one more, man, and that'll be it for season 2, man. You know, I try to drop 10 episodes a season, man, so that way, you know, if you really want to go back and listen to the 10 episodes, man, you got enough time to do that, man, to catch up on any other thing I got going on, man. And for a lot of y'all, man, to just be on my YouTube page, man, look, I'm also on motherfucking, my Instagram page is The Wake and Bake Show with Big Unk. You know, so if you want to go check me out on Instagram, man, go check me out, man. I might not have said it exactly the way it is. I think this is The Wake and Bake Show or The Wake and Bake with Big Unk. Either way, man, y'all follow me. Y'all get there, man. But for other intended purposes, man, I'm here to do what I do, man. I'm here to rock out with y'all, man. I'm here to motherfucking help y'all motherfucking get a better understanding on, man, of what it's going to take for you to get your shit together. Not the person sitting next to you, not the shit that's going on outside your door, but your shit together, man. Because like I tell y'all all the time, man, this is about your life and what you choose to do with your life while you living on this earth. See, the people around you, they just pause of the things that go along while you living on this earth. But they don't have nothing to do with why you living on this earth. So yeah, man, that's what we're going to get to today, man. Because I had a lot of comments and a lot of feedback on some things I had been dropping early throughout the week, man. And so, man, we're going to lock into that right there. So let's get this thing started, man. Well, hey, man, like I was telling you, man, the other day, man, I went to holler at some teenagers and shit, man, that had it rough coming up and shit, man. And I'm glad I got a chance to holler at them, man. Because I just wanted to let them know, man, and like I try to let y'all know, even though y'all grown as fuck, that you got everything you need in your motherfucking life to get your shit done, man. And you can't be using your past as an excuse why you don't got your shit together. You know, I was telling them, you know, because a lot of them had been in trouble shit. And I told them, man, the reason you getting into fights, man, ain't because your motherfucking daddy ain't in your life. The reason you getting into fights is because you choosing to fight. You know? See, that's what it is, man. See, I just wanted them to get everything going to come back to the choices they make. But I'm going to share with you something I told them, too. Because like I told y'all, these were just young kids I'm talking to. See, a lot of the people that I talk to on a regular basis, they be grown motherfucking adults who are already into their motherfucking lives. But see, with these kids, man, I wanted to let them know, man, that see, all the mistakes that they making right now, see, they cute. See, people want to listen and have an understanding of why they going through their, because they concerned. Because see, they young. And when you young, man, you got plenty of time to fuck up, man, and it look cute when you doing it. But see, what's going to happen, the older and older you get, the less and less acute that shit going to become. But see, what you don't realize is this right here. It's like what I told them. You see, when you young, you have been cuddled and held and hold tight, you know what I'm saying, because of the shit you have been through in your life. The fact that you didn't have a father in your life. So you had uncles and you had people like that because you was a little girl or something that drug you in. They wanted to got the potential and make sure you was okay. Or you was a young boy when you used to be getting in trouble in school. You had mentors and people that would gravitate to you and try to get you back online because they knew you was young and they could help you. But see, now that you done got older, you still think it's that way. But what done happened to your life? See, you done added a lot of more elements to your life. So some of y'all done been to prison. Some of y'all the motherfucker chose to have 3 and 4, 5 kids and shit, ain't got no education, ain't got nothing going on for yourself. Some of y'all chose to get on drugs. Whatever it is that's hindering you from doing what you need to be doing at your life now, now that you old as fuck, it's because you held on to the excuses that you had as a child. See, when you was a child, people would listen to you when you told them you ain't have a mother and father. But as an adult, man, they ain't want to hear that shit. They ain't want to hear that shit. They'd rather hear your children say that shit than for you to say that shit. They'd rather hear your children talk about why your mom and daddy ain't got their shit together. It's because your mom and daddy didn't have a mom and daddy. Man, come on, man. All I'm trying to say is this right here, man, is that you can't let the reason you don't become shit in your life, man, be because of your motherfucking past, man. You can't do that. Because I explained to them like this right here, man. I said, you know, like when you was a little motherfucker child and you would catch like a temper tantrum and shit and you would get mad because your mom and daddy would leave the house or they weren't there, you would go tear some shit up and people would pull you to, oh, don't worry, you know it's going to be okay. You know, don't worry about it. And they would help you fix the room back together again. But see, you done became older now, and you still throwing temper tantrums. But see, ain't nobody coming to help you clean your shit up. You there by yourself. So really what you doing is fucking up your own house. And now you fucking up your house because of somebody that ain't never been in your house? Man, is you tripping? You fucking up your own life. Listen, you fucking up your own life because of somebody who ain't never been in your life. Come on, man. You got to have a better excuse than that right there. That's like saying your stomach hurting because of some food you never ate. Every time your stomach hurt, you got goddamn stomach cramps. If it's because of shrimp, you don't even eat shrimp. But you, man, come on, man. I'm just trying to say, man, you can't do that shit with your life, man. You can't use your life in that way. And you got to get out of that childish way of thinking that somebody going to be always concerned or goddamn have some kind of pity for you because of the fact that you ain't got your shit together and now that you done chose to goddamn fuck up your own life because of some people who ain't never been in your life. That's going to, not now. See, like I told you, when you was in high school or when you was younger, that shit would work for you. But you older now. That shit don't work. That shit don't work. And that's what's confusing you, because you was like, damn, this shit got me all the way from goddamn 13 to 18 to 19. But now that you goddamn 25, 26, 30, 40 years old, that shit ain't working for you no more. People really starting to look down on you now. Whereas before, they would lift you up. Now they looking down on you now because they figuring shit. Goddamn. How much longer you going to hold on to this shit? But like I told y'all, man, this shit ain't got nothing to do with nothing else but about how you perform in your life. Just like I told you about, ain't nobody, everybody in the Hall of Fame ain't got championships. Everybody in the Hall of Fame didn't play on the best teams. Because the Hall of Fame is about individual performances. See, you so concerned about making the Hall of Fame that you thinking the only way you're going to get in there is if you win a championship. And the reason you thinking that way, because you know you ain't playing good on your own. You ain't doing the shit you need to be doing on your own. So you trying to get with a group of motherfuckers that doing what they need to be doing so they can make your motherfucking life better. Bitch, you still riding the bench. You know what I'm saying? They don't even talk, man. You still, you, even though you get a championship, you ain't going to make it to the championship and you ain't going to make it to the motherfucking Hall of Fame. Shit, matter of fact, they ain't even gonna know you was on the championship team. Because you ain't doing nothing to help the team win. It's motherfuckers that got championships, man, that people don't even know about. People don't even know these folks got championships. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't do shit to win that motherfucker, man. That's what I'm saying. And yeah, you can act like, oh yeah, well, man, come on, man. You ain't feeling the same way a motherfucker who really got out here and put in that work feeling. You just happy that you got something. This motherfucker just goddamn know he done put in all this work to get the way he at, and he know everything he had to do it. Man, come on, man. It's a different type of motherfucking motivation, people. It's a different type of motivation. See, your motivation for getting up is to fuck up your life. My motivation for getting up is to take control of my life. Bitch, you better stop playing. You better stop playing. Because, see, your problem is you trying to compete. I'm winning. That's all I'm looking for, to win. I ain't trying to compete with no motherfucking body. I don't give a damn what nobody got going on out here in this motherfucking world, man. Because can't nothing that they got help or benefit me with what the shit I got going on in my motherfucking life. And even if it can, it still don't benefit me. Even if a motherfucker give me something, it don't benefit me. It benefit my situation. And that's the difference. Some of y'all want y'all situations benefited. And that's why you end up on welfare. That's why you got to end up living with a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, your whole life that you can't stand, don't treat you good, don't goddamn do you or respect you the way you want to be respected, because you want a motherfucker goddamn to take care of those kind of needs instead of taking care of your kind of needs, man. Because like I tell y'all, man, if you got some kind of pain, man, that's that bad, go sit down and talk to somebody, man, that'll listen to you, man. But see, to do that, you got to have good insurance or you got to have some motherfucking money. And some of y'all are into that position. You know what I'm saying? So you can't even have, look, man, all I'm saying is, man, you got to get your shit together, man. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, because I'm telling you, don't nobody give a fuck about what you going through, but a person that's going through the same thing you going through. That's why you find yourself around talking to them people so much, because they going through what you going through, and you figure if they man, come on, man, it still don't help the situation. It still don't help the situation. See, I just suggest, man, that you just realize, man, that you got to start from right where you at, man. And you're going to have to change everything that you done got them. Man, you got to change everything. I ain't got time to be pointing out. If you grown, you know what's going on in your life. I ain't in your living room. I ain't sitting next to you. I ain't got there. No, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Just change your motherfucking life, man. I tell you, man, this motherfucking big up, man. You know, I love to do this shit, man, because I love fucking with y'all, man. I love coming on here and goddamn sitting here, man, and giving y'all this shit, man. Because, see, this the shit I be giving myself, man. This the shit I gave myself, man, when I was going through the same shit you was going through. Because I ain't always being tight and right, man. I ain't always made the best decisions. I ain't always been a good person, you know what I'm saying? Well, just like, you know, respectful to women and all that type of shit. I ain't always got up and had my shit together. Even when I thought I had my shit together, but that was more so because of my ego, not really because I had my shit together, but that's another story for another day. What I'm talking about right now, man, is getting your shit together, man, because like I told you, big up good, man. Big up good, man. But all I'm telling you, man, don't be fucking up your life, man, because of some people who ain't never been in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can you love something you never had? But you figured that that excuse worked for you for so long when you was a child that right now today you think it's working for you now. But you should see that it ain't. Look what's going on around you, man. See, the only people benefiting from that story, man, is the people that ain't using that story. The people that's getting up every day, and if they're using it, they're using it to push them forward. They're using it to get them to where they want to be at in their life, man, so they can tell this story in a different way other than the way that you're trying to tell it. You're trying to tell it for pity. You trying to tell it for sympathy. You trying to tell it because you want a motherfucker to come into your life and fix everything that's wrong with your life. And can't nobody do that but you. Because you know why? You ain't going to tell the truth. You ain't going to tell a motherfucker what everything that's going wrong with your life. You only going to tell them about the shit that you need fixed in your life. Bills and cars and places and... Man, come on, man. That's your shit. Get your shit together. Anybody that you need to feel like need to hear the shit, you send it to them and title that bitch, get your shit together. I ain't even came up a name with this motherfucker yet, though. But yeah, man. Shit, this all this shit about, man. I wrote some real shit, man. I'm telling you, man. You can't be fucking up your life, man. If you got somebody young, man, that need, man, tell me, you can't be fucking up your life, man, because of your past. You can't be fucking up your life because of somebody who ain't never been in your life, man. You know what I'm saying? That's like fucking up your house. You know what I'm saying? That's like fucking up your brand new house because ain't nobody came to your house to see how it looked yet. So you gonna fuck it up. You mad that they ain't, but they ain't never came. Why would you fuck up your own house? Because of some motherfuckers who ain't never been to your house. Is you crazy? And that's what I'm telling you. Why would you be out here, man, fucking up your life and then blaming it on a motherfucker who ain't never been in your life? Come on, man. You got more power than that. You got more strength than that. But the thing about it, why am I having to tell you this shit? Why won't you just realize this shit on your own, man, and realize, man, you're going to have to deal with this shit that you're doing to yourself. Ain't nobody else. You think you will create all these problems in your life, man, and just be able to walk away from this shit? Now, if you a man, you may can. But if you a woman, you can't. If you a woman and you out here having children, man, from motherfuckers who ain't going to be there for you in your life, and then you turn around blaming it on the fact because you ain't have a dad in your life, that don't make sense. Because you should know better than anybody. You should know better than the girl who got a daddy that a nigga ain't going to be shit. You should know better than a girl who got a father in her life that motherfucking niggas ain't gonna be shit. That a nigga would leave you at a drop of a dime. And how do you know? Because your own daddy did that to you. And if your daddy can do that to you, then anybody can do that to you. And why do I know? And why do I say these things? Because I used to be that motherfucking daddy. See, like I told y'all, man, I ain't here to bullshit, man. I'm gonna just lay it all out for you, baby. You know what I'm saying? But that's just real talk, man. That's just real talk. So, man, I just wanted to come goddamn, you know what I'm saying, man, and fuck with y'all, man, and let y'all know, man, you can't be doing that to your life, man. You can't be fucking up your life because some people who ain't never been in your life ain't there, man. Come on, man. Well, what about the people who in your life? What about the children you got? You don't think that's good enough a reason to get your shit together? to show them that they don't need to have to have certain things that they like to be successful. To give them a motherfucking person to look up to other than somebody on the motherfucking internet that's out here bullshitting in their life, and that's where they get their motherfucking insight on how to live their life is from a motherfucking teenager. When they got a grown motherfucking parent in their goddamn house that they could be benefiting from if they would just realize, man, that you got to get your shit together so you can show them that they can always have their shit together. But what you gonna do, man, is teach them what you taught yourself. Just blame it on whatever, baby. Somebody will listen to you. But what you ain't telling them, man, that shit only lasts. Man, that shit only lasts for so long, baby. And after a while, you're going to be sitting somewhere, and you're going to be looking around, and the only thing going to be in that motherfucking room is what you got in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? So I just tell y'all, man, every day, man, you go get up, man. Whatever you're going through, whatever you seeking for out in your life, man, get up every day, man, and put every ounce of energy you got within yourself, man, to achieving that shit, man. Because life is about goal setting and accomplishing goals, man. That's what that's about, man. But your life, man, is about motherfucking winning. Your life is about what you're going to do before this shit over with, man. Because I don't care what you do for yourself or how bad your life is, man. If you go out like that, then you go out like that. And I don't believe you get points for that shit. If you live on this earth right here, man, all this time, man, and you won't never accomplish nothing, and the only thing you got when you leave is excuses for why you ain't had your shit together, I don't believe you get a pass for that. Because I don't believe that you used everything that you was given to accomplish your goals. So no matter how bad your life may be, man, shit, that's on you. So I just want to let y'all know, man, before I go, man, like I said, man, this episode 9, man, we got one more of these motherfuckers left. Episode 10, man. And after that, we going to holler at y'all. But, hey, man, y'all know how I go. Before every time I go, man, or should I go? Yeah, I'm going to go, man, because I talk too much, man. But anyway, man, like I said, man, I'm Big Goat, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show, man. We love y'all, man. We thank y'all for joining us and down and out. And another episode is over with, man. As I fire my cone and y'all move along. Peace.